Fantasyland on foot. We are having a dedication to commemorate Randy Weatherly. He was the heartbeat and pulse and soul of Fantasyland from the beginning back in 1992. He brought the running of the event to Daybreak Rotary in 2002. We adopted the event and have been running it ever since. And sadly, we lost Randy last December, two or three days before we closed. It was a big surprise to all of us. He often told committee members, there's only one way off the committee.
Oh, boy.
And sadly, that's how he left us. So we have decided that he cannot leave Fantasyland. His nickname on the committee was the Big Elf. Some people called him the Head Elf, and he really was. But we will have a new display to commemorate the Big Elf. And the Big Elf will greet people when they come into the park from here on out.
Very nice. Great touch.
And we're having an unveiling of that display on Tuesday. There's actually a chamber ribbon cutting at 4:30, but we're going to have an unveiling at about 5:50 on Tuesday and open up the park for people to walk through and enjoy the displays on foot at a leisurely pace. Truity is bringing their grill and will be providing hot dogs. I don't know how many people they'll be able to accommodate, and hopefully we'll have enough, but we'll see. And Arvest is bringing their popcorn machine, and we're going to give out popcorn. It's going to be beautiful weather. I've seen the forecast for Tuesday, and it's going to be fairly warm in the mid-60s during the day, and a sunny day, so it's going to be a beautiful evening for this event.
This is great. Tell me a little bit about Daybreak Rotary and how this all came to be with the event that we have every year at the park.
Well, Daybreak Rotary, as I said, Randy brought the event, Fantasyland of Lights, to Daybreak Rotary. We were looking for a signature project to help provide funds for scholarships for local students. And when he brought this to us, just before I joined the club, they voted to take it on. And we're a fairly large club, but nothing compared with the Noon Club. We're about 50-some-odd members at the moment. And we took on putting up the display and managing it and taking it down at the end. And it is something that we think is such a huge part of the community. Anytime you talk about it in the community, people know about it. Absolutely. They come, they bring their grandchildren, their children. They've been coming since they were kids. Each display is adopted by individuals or a couple of people from the club or friends of the club. And they will set up the display, check the bulbs, run the extension cords, and they will do it in their own time. In the timeline that we have between about the third weekend in October to November 20th when we open up. In fact, I was helping one individual member of the club who had adopted one display. It was the big waving snowman. And he took that on for a few years. And then last year I was looking for adoptive parents for several other displays. And he took a look at the list and he said, I'll take the candy cane bears. which is a fairly large display and pretty complex. He didn't give up the snowman, but he took on the candy cane bears as well. Well, this year, as I was helping him assemble the display, he explained to me that when he first was going through the park back in early 90s, he was probably a 13-year-old at the time, that was his favorite display. Now he has adopted it, and we know it's going to be taken care of well. So it's a very big community event that we feel that we can help provide this cheer in the season for the community.
And what is the run? What is the run? The dates?
It always opens up on November 20th and goes through December 30th. This year, because of this dedication, we decided to do something a little bit different and have this event on the 19th, on Tuesday. And who knows? If we have enough response to this, we may do it in future years. There is a little bit of difference on Tuesday, I have to point out. We are trying to raise additional funds to help support local students. We have a dictionary project that we hand out dictionaries to all third graders. We have a four-way speech competition each year, and we provide some prizes to the winning students there. And we'd also like to maybe be able to support an exchange student from somewhere around the world. So this event on Tuesday, adults will have to pay to get in. Children under 18 are free. Mm-hmm. And students above 18 with student ID can get in for $5, but adults will be $10.
Very good. Well, it's going to go to worthwhile programs, and I don't think anybody's going to say, oh, $10 is too steep. I think they're going to joyfully give that up in order to be a part of this beautiful unveiling and, of course, participate in this and to help others.
Yeah. And Randy's widow and his children will be there as well. I believe his brother's driving in from somewhere in Oklahoma. I can't remember the name of the town. It's some small town in Oklahoma. And his former workmates at Ambler Architects, I understand, will be there. It's going to be a moving event and very fitting for the Big Elf.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Tom.